Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for April 12th, 2025. And I am very grateful you could be with me. I have an interesting email from Hank. He lives in Lubbock, Texas, he says. And he tells me he goes to church regularly. He is, I don't know, he just says he goes to church regularly. So I kind of know where we're going to go with this. But he asks an interesting question. After listening to you for a few weeks, I wonder, says Dear Hank, do you believe in God, and where does God live in your experience, as you put it? To me, it is in my religious beliefs and heart. Hank. Well, you know, good for you. I say good for you. I'm all for it. Whatever gets you through the storms of life, if that's what it does, if that helps you, okay. And I'm not here to curse your belief or your theories or any of that. That's not what I'm about. My experience is very different. I was raised with the idea, probably a lot like you, with the idea that there is this God. And I found out as I went on in my life that my search for this experience was futile, because my mind could always come up with excuses and theories and beliefs that had nothing to do with God at all. God, when I was a little boy, was this being or dude, man, whatever, and he looked over me and judged me and did all that kind of stuff, but I never bought into it. Where did this come from in me? Not my parents, believe me. They were not religious at all, so this was something I just picked up. I wanted to find out where this all happened. Where is this thing called love or God? Jesus said God is love, and that is very true. But most people just don't get it. They don't understand. I'm not going to say to you, this is God, because that would be very, very fundamentally wrong. To me, God is source. It has nothing to do with a man or his will or his craziness to make human beings and then just throw us to the wolves of each other. It doesn't work for me. That isn't what I've discovered. And so I am continually discovering this thing called what people call God. And the only way I can describe it for you, Hank, is that it is the source of all things. It is the creative source of all things. It's ever unfolding. It's ever elevating. It's evolving in human beings sometimes, sometimes not. Through all beings, it exists as the state of love. That's why Jesus said God is love. But to understand this from the Greg Penn point of view or the Hank point of view is not going to work. It can't be understood in that manner. So I don't look at it from the point of view of what Greg can understand. And if you're a sincere seeker, you should not be looking at it from the point of Hank. You should be opening up your mind a little bit, maybe. And I use the word should because it is very important, if you're a seeker, like you say you are, that there are certain things that you awaken to, certain things you do, certain things that are important to that awakening. And you live in that awakening as the goodness of your being. Now, for me to sit here on this day and talk about it in this way is really a travesty. It really is. God is the unspeakable, the inexplicable, the irrational. It has nothing to do with anything that my mind can hold on to or my emotions can purport me to believe. So I live open to it, whatever that it is, that thing called, that you call God. I just live open to it. I live, and you live, in the presence of this great source, this great state of order and wisdom. But it takes wisdom to, become one with it. You shouldn't try to understand it. You should try to become one with it. And that's the only thing I know to do. To become one with this presence and to unite with it beyond the confines of what Gregory Edward Penn and Hank thinks is right and wrong and good and bad. And if you can do that, if you are willing of that, then something unique begins to happen within you. This presence of God that you call God, and I'll call God for the sake of our discussion here, or my rant here, is very, very important. To let love live me, you have to see the qualities of this thing you call God, which is love, and then you have to let it live you. You have to let it sacrifice your beliefs, your theories, your ideals, your morals. You have to let it saturate and actually perpetuate its own presence in your life. You can't bring your idea of good, your or my idea of right and wrong, your or my idea of morality. Can't let that happen. It doesn't work like that. The way it works is I must surrender everything that I am, that I have within myself. Not my will, but thy will be done. Now, if you listen to Robert Sapolsky in his book, Determined, you will find that we have no free will. And that would be very true. So when I say thy will be done, this will has to be something beyond the confines of Greg Penn and Hank. You got to get beyond what they willfully want to believe and live in the tenderness of a compassion and a mercy that is beyond the logic and reasoning of, well, in my case, Gregory. I just don't go there. I listen. I listen to the state of my being. I listen to that still small voice. You just listen. And you learn to listen. It's more important not to come to conclusions about what you think is God. It is more important to recognize what it takes to do it, to discover it. That is more important. Don't stick the arrow in the bullseye and call yourself a master or there's an old story. You're not a master archer. There was this old story, and it is very true. This king wanted to find, the best archer in the world for his mischief. So they found an old man that lived in the forest that was supposedly the greatest archer in the world. And they said, "Are you the greatest archer?" And he said, "Oh, yes." And they saw he had cans of paint on the ground and a whole mess of arrows. And they said, "Well, what's your secret?" He said, "Well, I go and I paint the bullseye on the tree, and then I stick the arrow in it. And that's how I do it. And I paint around the arrow." And that's what most of us do. We just don't really get it. We don't want to get it. We're only as good as the last thought we have. And therefore, God is merely a thought, not something that is a presence within us. And to have that, you must be meditative. You have to be. If not, then all we're doing is talking theory. I hope that helps you, Hank. I really do. And I wish you well in whatever endeavor you have with this idea of finding God. that wraps it up for the week. If you have any questions that you might want me to try to answer, just send me an email at greg@aspire.org. That's greg@aspire, aspire.org. I'm out of here. Have a beautiful, beautiful day, and I'll see you next time. Please forgive me. Namaste.